Proclamation number 4683 of 6th of July, 1949. Lords' Rights Endings. Gift of Speech. I instruct my messengers to bring the gospel to people in my name. Thus I send them into the world in my stead, i.e., to fellow human beings who are still in the midst of the world, thus who have not yet spiritually directed their senses. My gospel, the divine teaching of love, is to be presented to them so that they will adjust their way of life according to it, thus always be active in love. Now this task is spiritually of utmost importance, earthly, however, it is regarded as completely useless work, and therefore only few are willing to enter my service, i.e., to carry out the Lord's will as my servants. Therefore, the messengers who are my messengers, i.e., who preach in my name, do not often get in your way. Yet there are many who appear to teach without, however, having been instructed to do so by me and having been taught by me themselves. They certainly pretend to be my messengers, but they have not received the commission from me and therefore have not been trained by me for their teaching activity either. And thus their knowledge will not suffice. Their teachings will only be piecemeal. Yet if they are of good will and seriously want to serve me, I will enlighten their spirit, if they themselves allow it through the love which is to ignite in them. I myself shall be with them. Therefore all can feel taught by me who only seriously want to be my servants. But this serious will is not inherent in all who call themselves my servants, and therefore the right gospel is only rarely conveyed to people. The listeners are only rarely under the impression of hearing me myself speak, and therefore the word does not really go to their hearts. They think more intellectually, they take literally what is to be understood spiritually and easily reject everything which is best and most successful for people, which is offered to them from above. Yet the few who are in possession of the pure truth, because they receive the gospel directly from me and have the will to pass it on into the world. 7th of the 7th 1949, I call them my messengers, for they convey my will to the earthly children who open their ears and hearts and thus let me speak to them through them. The serious will to be active for me in my name and thus also the right way of life arising from it makes the human being my messenger, my emissary, who now works with his Lord's goods, who conveys my word to his fellow human beings. Anyone who has received this assignment from me can be assured of my support in every way. I will give him the ability for the teaching ministry, I will give him the opportunities to appear in a teaching capacity, I will guide people into his path who need my instructions and are worthy of my address. I will also guide him to those who stand apart from me and to whom the last lifeline shall be thrown. I will bless his activity for me earthly and spiritually. I will keep him so that he will not fall and always present him as my apostle by giving him the gift of speech and the clear intellect which especially stands out in spiritual conversations, because I want people to have a sign who that apostle's Lord is, in whose service he stands. And they will be able to recognize it at any time if they remember my word which I spoke to people on earth. For my promises will be visibly fulfilled in them. I want my word to be spread throughout the world. I therefore want my apostles, my disciples of the last days, my messengers, to speak for me in my name. I want them to proclaim my teaching of love everywhere and point people to the end, to the last judgment, to their spiritual hardship, that they admonish and warn them, so that people will go into themselves and remember their souls. And I will bless everyone who works as a laborer in my vineyard, who is my servant, does the work I require. Amen.